The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 9 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Cedric Galland. Here are today's headlines. Quebec government picks a fight with healthcare unions, in vitro fertilization to become more accessible, and you might not get what you want for Christmas. Premier Legault and the Nurses Union are fighting about ways to attract and keep nurses in the healthcare system. Maggie McDonald has the story for us.
During the pandemic, Quebec's government called nurses and doctors the angels of healthcare. Now they blame them for staff shortages and lineups. This sparked a lot of anger from the unions. Quebec's largest union, FDQ, says that the government should have consulted them.
This is really a bad faith attack against the unions. It's a diversion, fundamentally, because the pressure is mounting tremendously on the government to fix the problem, which is a...
Gabriel Nadeau-Dubois from the Parti Québécois believes that the plan isn't working and that we need to address the working conditions of the nurses and the healthcare system.
The core issue is the culture inside the healthcare system, the culture of authority, the culture of not listening to the frontline workers.
Both say that the government needs to start having a conversation with healthcare workers to address their issues instead of ruling by decrees. Maggie McDonald, Concordia News.
SNC-Lavalin CEO Ian Edwards will have an English-only speech in front of the Canadian Club in Montreal. Born in Scotland, Edwards has been living in Quebec for 7 years now and has received criticism for not speaking French. According to his spokesperson, he had private French lessons in 2016, but nothing much came of it. Coming out of the Air Canada Michael Russo controversy earlier this week, Edwards might face similar backlash. People are worrying that a Quebec-based company like SNC-Lavalin is losing its French leadership. Public and private daycare workers in Quebec are going on strike today. Close to 2,000 people from families and personnel will be standing in front of the National Assembly. 11 of the public CPE daycares will also be striking in front of their buildings. Here is Anthony Issa with updates from the public CPE Genesis Center. Anthony, what are the problems in public daycare?
Well, at CPE Genesis, the main complaint from workers and the union head is that daycare workers and educators are not paid the same amount as other public sector workers, such as in hospitals. They make around $20,000 compared to way higher salaries in the other sectors. I spoke to Irina Badita and Maylene Wintard, one of the workers at Genesis, and she says she's at her mental and physical limit.
A demanding job, both emotionally, mentally, and physically.
What does the private sector want?
Well, it's quite interesting. What the private daycares, especially, I spoke to Anto Kostin, who's is a director of a private daycare, and he said that the main demand is that all daycare sectors be unified. Because there's currently the public sector that's subsidized, private sector that's semi-subsidized, some private daycares that aren't subsidized at all, and then home daycares. He thinks that if it's unified, all the workers would be treated the same and and there would be a win-win situation between management, workers, and even parents.
There wouldn't be this sort of discrimination between parents. Where some parents have to pay $40, $50 a day, whereas other parents would pay $8.50, regardless of their salaries or.
Is there any hope of resolving this issue?
At the given moment, it's still quite unclear. We haven't heard yet from Legault in response to these ongoing strikes. I spoke to both public and private sectors. And there still hasn't been any negotiations between the different sectors, whether or not they should be unified.
Thank you, Anthony. In vitro fertilization gives those that cannot conceive the opportunity to do so. New measures have been announced and will be put into action starting on November 15th. These were some long-awaited changes that many have been hoping for. Peter Vriones has the story.
The government's new measures include additional tax credit between 20 and 80% of the cost, depending on your income. The maximum entitlement is of $20,000. There are also no age restrictions for the second cycle and on, whereas the first cycle is for those under the age of 41. Mr. Lionel Calma believes that the number of cycles administered will be upwards of 7,000 next year. He had this to say.
Our estimate is really based on the number of patients that were in the previous program, but with the clinical criteria that we have. And the clinical criteria are really based on the success rate and the safety for mothers and infants of doing the program.
There has been no aid in the IVF sector since 2015. These changes will be available to help those in need. This is a very important step for the government and its people. Upwards of $48 million will be allocated within the next 5 years in order to subsidize tax credit and program funding by the government of Quebec. The first cycle is free. The new measures will help more get involved, as the process was extremely costly before this announcement. I spoke with Joël Jalbert.
Oh, for sure. I think it was very much... like almost an elite thing to do, you know. If you had the means and the funds to start a family through IVF, you definitely had that privilege. And
there is no doubt that this is a work in progress, but it was long overdue, and will help those that need it the most. For Concordia News, I'm Peter Vriones.
A poll revealed that food served in hospitals tastes better than food served in long-term care facilities. The poll asked if respondents were satisfied with the food's temperature, quantity, and adaptation to special needs. More than a third of the poll's respondents that live in long-term care homes said that they were unsatisfied by their food. In comparison, hospital had half of its respondents saying that they were satisfied by their food. Yesterday afternoon, a 66-year-old cyclist was hit by a dump truck in Villeray. The collision happened when the truck turned right where the cyclist was and proceeded to hit him. Firefighters had to lift the truck to unlodge the victim. He was brought to the emergency in critical condition, but passed away due to his injuries later that night. The driver had to receive immediate psychological assistance due to him being in a state of shock. Have you started shopping for the holidays yet? Well, you'd better start, because while supplies last, because Canadians are feeling the effects of widespread supply shortages. Nadia Trudel is in the studio now to discuss this. Nadia, what exactly is the issue?
So there was a survey conducted last week, and nearly three-fifths of Canadians who have started their holiday shopping say that they haven't been able to find what they want, and 57% haven't even started their shopping, making it really unlikely that they're going to be able to find what they want either online or in store in time for the holidays.
This is part of a larger issue, though, right?
Yeah, so experts are saying that the pandemic really exposed and exacerbated weaknesses that already existed in supply chains. And if you don't know, a supply chain is basically a system of different steps it takes to provide a product to a customer. So moving to e-commerce, huge conglomerate companies, globalization have all sort of led to the creation of this really complex commerce system, which is really difficult to manage because there's such high demand and the cost of the shipping containers has dramatically increased over the years. I spoke to Charles-Antoine Marcide, a supply chain expert, and this is what he had to say.
The customer buying some product for the holiday season will, one, see the price increase, and two, most likely will not be able to get the product they want because they will be either back order or just not even offered in the catalog of product because they're not in, because they're either on a boat coming to North America, let's say, or still in Asia.
What can businesses and shoppers do to prepare for the holiday season?
Not much, honestly. Customers are better off starting their shopping as early as possible to get what they want, or shopping in person, especially at independent smaller stores. Smaller businesses especially have very little control over these issues, unfortunately.
Thank you, Nadia. Lots of action in arts today. A Montreal Film Festival is underway. We found out who 2021's sexiest man is, and some good news for Squid Game fans. Mackenzie Sanche is live with us for all your arts news.
You probably recognize the chilling Squid Game soundtrack. Season 2 is already in the works, according to the series director. He says the love and demand for the Korean show cannot be ignored. Squid Game is the biggest series ever launched by Netflix. Korean shows rarely have second seasons, so we can count ourselves lucky to get the chance to see Gi-hun again.
Captain America.
Mr. Lang.
It's an honor. I'm shaking your hand too long. Wow.
After playing in Clueless, Friends, and Ant-Man, actor Paul Rudd gets to play a brand new role this year. He's officially People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2021. Rudd warns he'll take this role very seriously and says he hopes to get invited to parties for sexy people. That was the theme song for the Montreal International Documentary Festival kicking off tonight until November 21st. Every year, this festival showcases the best documentaries from around the world. In support of this event, Quebec's government announced it will offer $320,000 to contribute to its broadcast and promotion. It's not too late to get your tickets. The Court of Quebec rules cigarettes cannot be used in plays. Between 2017 and 2019, three theaters were fined for allowing actors to smoke on stage. The theaters and directors claimed their right to freedom of expression, but the court decided artistic liberty is not a valid argument. The Tobacco Control Act prohibits cigarette use in public spaces, even if they were fake. That is Mitski's brand new song, The Only Heartbreaker. The single really has an 80s feel with its energetic use of synthesizers. Definitely something to make you feel like the main character in your life for 3 minutes. The Japanese-American singer-songwriter is sparingly releasing songs until she launches her sixth album after a 3-year hiatus. Laurel Hell is expected in February 2022.
Thank you, Mackenzie. Tim Hortons is partnering up with Justin Bieber to create a special edition of Timbits called Tim Biebs. Three new flavors will be available: birthday cake waffle, white chocolate fudge, and sour cream chocolate chip. This event will launch on November 29th in all Tim Hortons of both Canada and the United States. There will be Tim Biebs merchandise as well. I'm sure these new Timbits will bring a bit of change to this age-old, timeless Canadian snack. In terms of weather, today will be nice and sunny with a high of 12 degrees, but the temperatures will drop to 0 degrees overnight. Thursday will be slightly overcast with a temperature of 7 degrees, and this weekend we will see an average of 10 degrees with a possibility of rain on Friday with occasional showers on Saturday, Sunday, and Sunday. And next Tuesday, expect 1 centimeter of snow, marking the first snowfall of the year. That's your news to 1128. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Cédric Galland.